Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for Tech News Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
This is Tech News Today for Friday, July 2nd, 2010. Tech News Today is brought to you by Slingbox. Watch your favorite TV shows when you're away from home with Slingbox. Check out Slingbox at a Best Buy near you or at slingbox.com. Welcome to Tech News Today. I'm Tom Merritt.
And I'm Sarah Lane.
Behind the board is our excellent producer, Eric Lanigan.
Hey, guys,
Eric.
How are you?
This is the show where we kick around the tech news of the day along with you and try to make some sense of it all. Also joining us today is entertainment technology consultant and host of Showbiz Sandbox, Jay Sperling Reich. Hey.
Hello.
How's it going, Sperling?
Hey, Tom. Hey, Sarah. How are you?
I had the pleasure of doing an episode of The Real Deal with Sperling where he laid down the knowledge about how all this Hollywood stuff works and why we don't get all of the episodes online that we want to.
Good.
And of course, now you can for $10.
Yes, that's right. Almost everything you would want, as long as it's not from CBS or Viacom.
They'll be coming soon, I'm sure.
Those talks are happening, right? That's what all the rumors say.
Well, then you'll add up all of your subscriptions and you'll find out actually it's cheaper to have cable.
Or just
great.
An antenna. Just an antenna.
That's what I didn't want.
Sticking out the...
I was worried about that.
The window. People forget that. You can get over-the-air HD broadcasts.
You were explaining this to me the other day, and you blew my mind, and I'm still not totally sure that you're not yanking my chain.
No, you put up an antenna, and you can get any local broadcast station over the air. So NBC, CBS, ABC. Now, it varies in different locations. You might have reception issues with various stations depending on where they are.
Right.
Like up here in Petaluma, California, getting NBC Channel 11 from San Jose is going to be a stretch. And that's probably not going to happen. But you should still be able to pick up, you know, the stations that are broadcasting out of San Francisco.
It's nuts.
You're in San Francisco. You can get everything.
Well, that I knew, but the HD part of it, I said,
and with
well,
the
of
digital
course not
TV
HD. Can. I've got this nice television. I'm not going to go
They're
back to the
broadcasting in high def now.
Well.
Or at least digitally.
Yeah.
And programs that are in high def will appear in high def.
So I'm going to have to put this thing out my window now. Look like an alien living room. Good times.
And they broadcast at 18 megabits per second, unlike cable, which is at 4 megabits per second.
Hey.
So actually, over the air, HD broadcasts are a higher quality than what you get through cable or certainly through satellite.
Sounds like a 4th of July weekend project at the Lane residence.
You know, the other cool thing about the HD antennas is there's no wrong way to hold them. If you pick it up in your left hand, the reception is okay.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm left-handed and I've pretty much been shut out of all markets at this point.
Exactly. Apple has issued an official statement, by the way, about their iPhone 4 antenna issue, attributing the problem to a mistake in the formula that calculates the number of bars to display. There's no problem in the antenna. All that stuff that a Nantech said about 24 decibels missing, pay no attention to the science. It all has to do with those bars that display up in the upper right corner of your phone.
Right. So,
and they're going to fix it.
And so it was sort of our bad. The software is misleading. We'll fix that. The phone issue has always been there.
Actually, it's even better than that. It's even better than your mocking attempt at what they would say. Here's what they actually said. Upon investigation, we were stunned to find that the formula we use to calculate how many bars of signal strength to display is totally wrong.
Sacre bleu.
You're winning, sir. Our formula in many instances mistakenly displays two more bars than it should for a given signal strength. So, of course, all of the jokes being made today are that this is an onion story come to life, that Apple got caught trying to fake the bars to look better than they are, and now it's come back to bite them in the ass.
It's the whole thing is somewhat amazing.
If you want a very good translation of the Apple statement, and you don't mind a few swear words, I'll warn you about that. Don't go read it if swearing offends you. But John Gruber, who does Daring Fireball, put up a translation of Apple's PR speak, and I will read it in short, and I will omit the swear words for those of you who would be offended. We cannot believe we had to write this effing letter. We cannot believe we're getting crap for this. But some users have reported that iPhone 4 can drop bars when tightly held. It really is a better antenna, and it gets better reception overall than any previous iPhone. That's really the hell of this whole situation. It's like a two steps forward, one step back design, except maybe more like three steps forward, because the thing is faster at downloading, 10 times faster at uploading. And so it's essentially, it goes on in that vein, where Apple's just upset that an Antec study actually showed that you did get better reception because of the signal-to-noise ratio,
right?
But you had a worse effect on the attenuation by
it's
holding
more sensitive.
It. Yeah, exactly.
So the phone is, I mean, it's...
Yeah, even John Gruber's own test that he conducted personally showed that if you just hold the phone in your hand anyway versus having it on the table, reception drops about 30%.
Right.
Well, it won't after a software update because they're changing the way the bars show up.
Well, you won't think it will. Yeah. It still actually will.
So you'll already have bad
reception.
The phone
will work
exactly the same. You'll already...
That's my question. Is it going to work exactly the same? I mean, is it still going to get the same crummy reception that it...
They're just going to be more honest about the reception that you haven't been getting.
Depending on the manufacturer of the phone, anywhere from 40% of the signal gone down to 6% of the signal there has to disappear. Let me say that again. Anywhere from 40% to like 94% of the signal has to disappear before you lose a bar.
Right.
And so what Apple's saying is, you know what? We're going to make that bar disappear faster so that it won't be so dramatic.
You're gonna have
when you hold that phone in your hand, because the bars will already be gone.
Right, yeah. Right.
And bars 1 and 2 will be taller.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah, good point. Bars 1 and 2 will stand out more.
They're the important bars. They're the good bars.
A little bit more Apple news. The email exchange that Boy Genius reported, where Steve Jobs told the guy to
just a phone. Hang out with your family and retire.
Retire, relax, fake.
Apple,
and Apple usually just doesn't say anything when these emails are real.
Right.
So Apple PR going to the trouble to come out and deny it means fake.
Fake.
Does that
but
mean
also,
that all of the other emails are real? Because
well, that's
the
thing is
many of them are. But
I feel like they felt the need to clarify that this wasn't actually real because Steve Jobs had been emailing folks in highly publicized back and forths.
Yeah.
Making points of various kinds lately.
Well, you have to admit, retirement, it's just a phone? That doesn't sound like Steve Jobs. He devotes his entire life to this phone.
It's just a phone could sound like Steve Jobs. He's got that kind of sauciness to him to
that's
be
true.
Like, you know what?
The retire part always sounded a little strange.
That's where it went left turn for me.
Mr. Jobs, may I retire? Okay.
Are you going to fund
You're
that?
Smart.
Yeah. Will you be dropping something into my 401k for me?
I will stop complaining. I promise.
All right. You may remember, reported on this when I was on Buzz Out Loud a while back, a 22-year-old woman jailed 2 days in November for filming two brief snippets of a motion picture. We weren't exactly sure what she had done, but it's all come clean now. Essentially, she was at a birthday party. They had rented out the theater. They were showing Twilight New Moon. According to the lawsuit, she had two clips on her phone. One was 114 seconds. The other was 85 seconds. And one of the clips was captured in the hopes of Ms. Tumpak finding her favorite actor taking his shirt off. So, Taylor Lautner.
Right.
Right.
Who's got nice abs.
Yes. So. Always. You'll never go thirsty with that six-pack. The lawsuit that she is bringing against the theater seeks $50,000 in damages, claiming the woman did not film with the intent to pirate, and then instead she was having fun with her friends and family, and that was ruined by the theater, which insisted that the cops take her away. The cops even said, look, do you
really
want to
do
this? But the theater, allegedly, was going to get a bounty. Was it a $500 reward for busting a pirate? So, Sperling, you know how this stuff works.
She spent 2 days in the slammer for this.
First question is...
Well, yeah, that was the real problem, is that she actually was in jail for 2 days.
I mean that's not just a few hours. That's a...
Yeah, and it was a big news in the industry as well. Theater owners were talking about it because they've incentivized these ushers and these cashiers to go in and catch people filming. And... you know, for an usher or for a cashier to get an extra $500 to turn someone in, that's not chump change. And so I think they've had thousands of people report filming incidents, and they've been handing those checks out. The checks come from the MPAA, and it's a program that's worked quite well. But in this particular case, the theater got a little overzealous, and it embarrassed the MPAA. It embarrassed NATO, the National Association of Theater Owners. It was a big deal because it was obvious that the person was not a criminal pirate. They weren't doing it with the intent to they weren't filming with the intent to sell it.
And that's but really the distinction, isn't it? I mean,
3 minutes of footage.
Pirating movies, obviously a felony. I didn't even know that until I read this article.
So
felony.
But that's
fine and good. Okay, you know, you do the wrong thing, you're going to get in trouble. But there are different degrees to which people are abusing.
This to me seems like it should be, and it probably isn't technically under the law, but it should be fair use. I want to take an 80-second clip because I want to see Taylor Lautner with his shirt
off. That is not fair use.
And I want to keep it for myself and I'm not going to distribute it. Why isn't that fair use? Why shouldn't that be fair use?
You're getting it off a movie screen.
Yeah, but it doesn't undermine the sale of anything. And you're not, like, somehow, you know, reducing the impulse for creativity by having this personally on your digital camera. It's a small bit of a larger work. It's a very small slice. I mean, that's two of the four factors right there.
I think it's
the original intent of copyright run amok. I mean, you're exactly right, Tom. Copyright exists to promote creativity and not to just say, like, we can throw people in jail for taking 2 minutes of footage off of a screen for their own personal use.
So, Sperling, what's the other side of this?
Well, the other side is she brought a camera into a movie theater, aimed it at the screen, and started to record. And when you're an usher, you have no idea that this person is coming into, even if it were fair use, you have no idea what this person is trying to do. So you would act the same way for somebody who's doing an 85-second recording for fair use as you would for somebody who's setting up a tripod to videotape the entire film to then duplicate it.
Well, isn't that the problem with the culture we've created here, is that they're actually let's set aside whether it is or is not fair use. The presumption is guilt.
Right.
Well, because how often do you go to a movie theater with a video camera? It's not.
I bet
every single time I go to the movies.
Now that we have, we have video cameras in our phones, exactly. Yeah.
I didn't think about that. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, and that is a big problem. There was a move to have people use their iPhones, the hearing impaired and the visually impaired, to use their iPhones as the caption devices, so that everybody who showed up at the movie theater would have their own caption device. All you'd need is a little arm to stick it up in front of the in back of the seat next to you. And the studios hated this idea, and that was because they are trying to get people to put their phones away, not because it's disturbing the person next to them or other people in the theater. They're trying to get them to put their phones away because of the cameras on the other side.
Does Samantha Tumpach have a chance of winning this case here, do you think? I know you're not a lawyer, but just your opinion.
I think she does, just because it's easier for Movie Co. to pay this woman $50,000 and go away.
This wasn't some pre-release screening, right? It was a birthday party, and they rented out a movie that was already released.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, I've been to a few screenings for junkets for work where they would confiscate our phones.
Put you through a metal detector.
But that's because the movies actually weren't released to the public yet, and we could be leaking things.
And there were many other pictures and photos. Yeah, photos on her phone of just her and her friends in the theater. Clearly that she was just documenting her own experience.
Yeah. She wants to see a guy with a shirt off.
Did you guys mention that?
And play it later. Many times.
The MPAA, when the police station called the MPAA, the MPAA's recommended they destroy the footage and release her.
Yeah.
Well, because the MPAA actually knows where to look for these pirates. They are collecting all of these pirated versions, and they know where those pirated versions come from. They're watermarked. And very often, the video from a pirated version, a camcordered version, will be different from the audio. So you'll see video that comes from one theater and audio that comes from another, and somehow the pirates have, you know, synced them up in some form of post-production and then duplicated them and sold them on the street. And so that's really the group they're looking for. They're not really looking to nail people like this woman, because, I mean, again, it's not necessarily fair use, but it's a waste of their time, and it just creates bad will, as we're seeing here.
I think we've this is the culture they've created, though, come back to bite them. You know, they've put out these over the top videos that say, you know, copying illegally a movie is akin to beating an old lady over the head and stealing her purse, and it's just not true.
It's not true, and then there are also different degrees of breaking the law. I mean, she knew she was doing something wrong.
I don't think she did. That's my alleged is that she
had no idea she couldn't just do this for a few seconds.
I'm not pirating this. I'm taking 80 seconds for my own use so I can watch it myself. I'm not undermining a market for anything. Why would that be wrong?
Right.
You know, it's an overly restrictive society that we've created.
I was under the impression that everyone was aware that you couldn't do that. But if she wasn't, and she clearly wasn't doing anything malicious, I mean, whether or not she knew it was wrong, this was not something. What are you going to do with that? Nobody's going to buy that. I mean, you can't sell it if you want to.
Right. She probably knew it would be illegal to sell it on the street, but not just to have on her own phone and not even show anybody but herself.
It's safer.
Look at a shirtless six pack.
Just to stay at home.
Right.
Don't leave your house. Don't. Watch your television.
It's called HBO.
Use your
DVR.
Get a
disaster kit.
If you need to leave your house for any reason, get Slingbox so that you can just watch your own television wherever you are. This podcast is actually brought to you by Slingbox, and they let you do that. There's no illegal thing going on with Slingbox. You don't have to pay any extra money. Whatever you get over your television service already, cable or over the air, or your DVR, you can get remotely via your laptop, via your BlackBerry, your iPhone, your Android mobile phone. They now have an app for that as well. You just go to Best Buy, you buy a Slingbox, you bring it home, you plug it into your TV on one end, your internet connection on the other, then you can watch your TV anywhere you go. Live TV, recorded TV, whatever you got, any of the same shows you watch on your TV at home, including sports, news, movies, or any other program type. So if you want to see how it works, find an in-store demo at a Best Buy near you by visiting slingbox.com.
For gosh sakes,
not to extend the... Not to extend the sponsor message there, but I actually use Slingbox to bring video from my living room to my office/studio.
Oh, yeah. It's
and
a great
so
way
I
to
can watch. Yeah, it's great.
I used that when we were watching the World Cup. I had to be in the office working on some stuff. So, and my wife was out in the other room watching the World Cup. There, it's like having an extra TV now.
Loves it.
My sister-in-law has been in Amsterdam for 2 years. Her husband works for Starbucks. And she has kept up with every single American TV show because of the Slingbox in my living room.
There you go. And that's the beauty of the Slingbox. Now, the Slingbox, as well as any other device you have, is going to have to upgrade their cable eventually because there is a cable war looming. An alliance of consumer electronic makers, including Samsung, LG, and others, have finalized the specs for HD-based T, which is an HDMI replacement cable. It allows more advanced networking functionality for home entertainment. They want to use it to replace your Ethernet cable because it's based on Cat 6. It's based on Cat 5e and 6 networking cables. They want it to replace your USB. They want it to actually carry all of your HD and 3D video signals as well as data at 100 megabit speeds all throughout everything you've got in your home network without having to be like, well, now I've got a USB and this is over Ethernet, but this is an HDMI cable. Just get rid of them all.
So, sounds great.
Yeah, I mean, I think Sony's in on this too. I think
LG, Samsung, Sony
coming out with another
Sony
format.
Sony Pictures Entertainment, which is funny.
Okay.
Which is different
because
than
there's
that.
A competing standard called LightPeak, which is backed by Intel and Apple, but also by Sony Electronics.
Really?
Yes.
What's going on?
And that's actually
with Sony?
A huge problem at Sony. They have, I mean, they're constantly competing with one another. They have divisions within Sony Electronics that compete with one another. And this is a classic example of how Sony operates, where Sony Entertainment will be pushing one thing in digital cinema, and then you have Sony Pictures or a Sony Electronics pushing something completely different. And it's always been baffling to everybody in the entertainment industry how that company operates because.
Well, aren't
they're
they
constantly,
sort of, I mean, they're really working standing. To the same goal then.
Yeah.
They're different companies.
I look at it this way. Sony wins either way.
Right.
LightPeak is an optical internet that can transfer data at 10 gigabits per second. They think they can make it get up to 100 so that it would compete with HD-based T. And that should be coming out. LightPeak should be coming out by the end of this year. HD-based T should be manufactured by the end of this year. We probably won't see it.
Until
widespread
CES.
Until 2011. So CES will be the, yeah, you're right, Sarah. CES will be the big debut of it.
Now,
but don't you?
For LightPeak, it's a USB. I mean, it works as a USB cable and port would now, but it's going to be an upgrade.
Similar. Although LightPeak doesn't have power built into it. You have to add a copper wire to it, which they can do.
Sure.
Whereas the HD-based T carries power naturally because it's Ethernet.
Hmm. The Ethernet style of cable has been around for so long. I mean, for decades. Why haven't we used it for everything
so far? It's a whole new standard.
Well, right. But I mean, why have we had all these different connectors with HDMI? I mean, even just
because there hasn't been a standard to carry all the different pieces of information across it. Now there is.
But But don't you think that consumers are kind of tired of having to buy a very expensive HDMI cable and then 6 months later realizing that the HDMI cable they just purchased is now obsolete? And granted, I'm exaggerating, it's not 6 months, but still, I don't know if consumers really want another cable to have to contend with, even though I think in the long run, this is the way we're going to go with what this one single cable and some hub to kind of...
I mean, short term, I think people are going to feel put out no matter what.
Definitely.
They're not going to put out. They're just going to feel put out.
I want to buy a gold-plated Ethernet cable.
But,
where can I sign up?
But it's kind of like having a standard going forward. I like the idea of that, and I think I could survive as long as I felt like collectively we were going towards an upgrade.
If we get one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't have to have these because six ports on the side. They could just be identical ports.
All I know is the six-port issue. Yeah. So if we can cut down on that, then, I mean, it's got to happen at some point, right?
Well,
I think it will be adopted by cycles. So as people buy new televisions and as people buy new computers and as people buy new hardware,
right,
you'll see this connector in the back and slowly all the other connectors will eventually drop off. So maybe not this year, but 3-4 years from now, the TV you buy will only have this one connector and you'll just have to go
and your
buy
computer
it.
And you'll have one connector for everything. That's the goal of this. What could happen, though, is we end up with two universes. There's the light peak universe and the HD base T universe.
And the light peak universe seems like it can survive, especially since it's an Apple thing, because they're off on their in their own little world the way that Apple is in a lot of different ways
already. Display port right now that doesn't hook up to anything, so I have to have all these adapters.
Yeah,
why wouldn't they go into light peak while everyone else is using HD base T?
Exactly. You can see, we will not let go of light peak. This is our thing. You don't
why
like
wouldn't
it?
Sony create two different standards. There's the memory stick, and then there's compact flash.
There you go.
Smart. I mean, they're kind of used to doing that.
There's precedents all over the place.
Betamax.
Yeah. Speaking of Apple, Apple TV is getting some press today. New York Times says they've talked to some sources within the company that suggest big changes are brewing for the hobby device, as Steve Jobs has called it. Apple is reportedly working on a major update to the software. Could be based on iOS, and it would have the ability to run apps and be integrated into some sort of cloud-based iTunes system. So there's really not much to this rumor, but...
Except the New York Times is reporting it.
Yeah, well, exactly. Who cares? I mean, why is it if the New York Times reports it that we believe it more than Boy Genius Report? Maybe they've had a better track record.
They've been around a little
I don't
longer.
Know. But the idea of Apple moving into your home entertainment system, I think, is what has really captured everybody's imagination because of the fact that we have this Google TV thing on the outing. We have this idea of, the Roku box and the Boxy box, and everybody's been getting closer and closer to that one box that can bring all the internet TV.
Totally.
Sperling, do you have any insight into what it would take to get the box to work? Because my opinion is it has to be able to bring you everything, and that sounds like licensing hell.
Well, and that's exactly, you've hit the nail on the head, because what it will take to work, electricity, but really what it will take to work with all of the licenses is a completely different story. And I think once you have Hulu and, as you mentioned, all those boxes, the popcorn box and then the Roku, I mean, once there's enough subscription services out there, then for Apple to just kind of walk in and say, well, me too, is not going to be very difficult. And really what Apple's whole goal should be in this, and probably is the ability to give the ability to end users to display streaming media on their television, because then they can sell them streaming media or rent them streaming media. Whereas right now you have to have iTunes and you have to have an iPhone and you have to have all of these different devices, usually ones made by Apple, to view any of this video that they have for sale or for rent. In this case, everybody's got a television. So as long as you have this potentially new Apple TV device, well, you'll be able to enjoy any of Apple's content offerings with the television that you probably already own.
And what is the advantage that Apple gets over, say, a Google Box or a Boxy? Is it the fact that it already works with that iTunes situation and they bring in some sort of cloud-like streaming? And how does that compete with Hulu? I mean, or is Hulu an app that runs on Apple TV? It just seems like there's so many different directions they could go, and none of them seem to be the obvious way to win.
I can't imagine that Apple would want to work through Hulu. Apple would more than likely want to work through themselves, through iTunes. They don't want to have to go through a third party necessarily. Sure, you can have a Hulu app, but really what they want is the $10 to come to them so that so that they're selling the monthly subscription rather than selling it through Hulu. I mean, that's been their MO with all of their content. I mean, most of the apps that stream content, you have to pay for.
Yeah, I mean, this whole iOS 4 idea of it, it's like, I mean, if the iTunes store stays the same as it is now, the Apple TV that some of us are familiar with using, is it just the interface that's going to change, and then you get to play with apps on your TV, and, you know, that's different.
Yeah,
that's not the same thing as getting more content available to you.
The only thing I can think is that right now on an iPad or an iPhone, you do have the experience where you can buy videos from the iTunes store and play them on your device, or get the Netflix app, or now get the Hulu Plus app.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got some precedent in allowing that.
Right.
Whether they would allow that in the big arena in your living room with the television.
Different question. I don't see why they shouldn't.
I think they should.
I think they should too.
But I understand what Sterling's saying. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and the advantage for Apple is they're huge and they've got a huge store. So it's kind of like getting your product into Costco or Walmart. I mean, you have millions and millions of eyeballs when your product is being sold on iTunes. So that's really their advantage, is that everybody will think of going to Apple first before they go to any of these other outlets.
Would it have to be built into a TV to succeed, though? Because eventually that's going to be the thing, is like, hey, I can buy this TV that has a Hulu app and a Netflix app built in. I don't have to hook anything up.
My TV already does.
Why do I buy an Apple box and add it? That seems like a lot of extra trouble.
I'd agree with you. I think that, first of all, Steve Jobs saying it's just a hobby almost guarantees they're working on something that will end up taking over the industry. But I would agree with you. I think Apple will probably be making a television sometime in the near future. And by near future, I mean in the next 3 to 4 years, I wouldn't be shocked
tomorrow
if you see an Apple TV.
Yes. So you heard it. Sperling predicted new Apple TV tomorrow. Wait. Is that
the
what you
TV
said?
Yeah, like
sort of. Yeah.
All right, Droid Incredible is getting an over-the-air update. It's going to turn the Incredible a little more incredible with a mobile hotspot and 720p recording. So, short of, you know, it doesn't have 4G, this is getting to be as hot as the Evo in a lot of ways.
And with better battery life, perhaps.
Possibly.
Which means go Incredible.
We'll see after the over-the-air update happens whether the mobile hotspot and 720p kill the battery or not. But all you HTC Incredible owners, congratulations. You're going to have one hot phone.
Congratulations, your phone just got cool.
Yeah. Best Buy is trying to fire an employee, poor Brian Maupin, 25 years old from Kansas City, Missouri, created a video that took the internet by storm. It was weird. It was like computer created voices and little Care Bear characters.
It's actually, he just used a program that he didn't even create, where you plug in, you know, two folks talking to each other and they have sort of these cute little cartoon characters. Are we going to play any of it, or
hilarious.
Do we just assume?
Well, we'll play a little bit of the first part. It does get kind of raunchy.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you play anything without profanity?
Yeah. The iPhone 4. I need an iPhone 4.
Oh, I'm very sorry, but we are currently sold out. However, we did finally get some more HTC Evos in.
What? What is that? Is it an iPhone?
No, it is that 4G phone on Sprint.
I don't care.
It's not an iPhone.
And that's
why
all she says. I don't care. I don't care. And it goes on until he gets angrier and angrier and starts coming up with ridiculous things that the HTC Evo can do.
The best one is it will buy you an island and then transform into a jet and fly you there.
I don't care.
I don't care about any of that. I want the iPhone with the 3Gs.
Anyway,
it was hysterical.
It was on a YouTube account.
It had a million views within, you know, several hours.
It has no indication that it is about Best Buy. The fake store is called Phone Mart.
Right.
All it does is just make fun of, like, the over-the-top love of the iPhone.
And people who love it and they don't really know why.
Which Futurama did last night as well. In a very with very hilarious consequences.
It's a funny thing because there's always a little bit of truth. I mean, I love iPhones, but I think, you know, the whole iPhone thing is silly. I can relate.
Apparently, the Best Buy executives did not take kindly to this and dug to find out who had made the YouTube video, because it wasn't immediately obvious. Found some other videos on the same account which referenced a Best Buy, and
they figured out it was him.
They narrowed it down to him and said, all right, you have to quit. And he said, you know what? No, I don't have to quit. This doesn't violate any policy. I was on my own time. I didn't identify myself as a Best Buy employee. You can't make me quit. So they said, well, we're going to talk to HR. You're on suspension until we figure this out, and you're likely to get fired.
The thing about this, it's so ridiculous on many levels. Number one, what about this, says Best Buy?
Nothing.
Nothing. Number two.
Until now.
Well, yeah, exactly. So, you know, so some Best Buy executive, you know, sitting around going, I don't know, something feels like they're making fun of Best Buy. Let's drill down and find out if it came from within.
There is nothing Best Buy. You saw the video. If you're watching the video version, it's two animals.
Furry woodland creatures
dressed
on a
hill. Generic clothing. They're not in Best Buy outfits. There's no yellow anywhere in the thing. There's nothing that suggests Best Buy until you try to fire the guy who made it and get everyone in the country talking about the fact that it's Best Buy.
And part of Best Buy's reasoning is, well, that, you know, it's disparaging towards one of the brands that we sell within the store. No, it isn't. It's disparaging against silly people who exist.
Yeah. Does Apple love that this exists? No, of course not.
But I don't know. I think if Apple had a sense of humor, they would laugh.
Is it going to undermine the sales of iPhone 4? Obviously not.
Right.
Have you seen the rebuttal video?
Yes.
Where the Evo is, they basically flip the situation.
Yeah. And you can look at it two ways. I mean, nothing that was said in the video is untrue. It's just a funny way to look at the fact that people love iPhones. I mean, if anything, I think it makes the Evo look worse because no matter how good it is, nobody wants it.
I think really the point is, yeah, if this guy had come out and said, hey, I'm representing Best Buy and I think the iPhone 4 people are over the top, even if it was funny and all your points were true, then yeah, I could see them firing him.
Right.
But he didn't. He actually went to pains to, you know, cloak the fact that he was an employee. So why do you bring it up and make it into this thing?
If they fire him,
you know,
they
that there's actually a term for that. The term for that is the Streisand effect.
Aha. Is that because of her house?
Yeah, but somebody took a picture of her house. Some paparazzi took a picture of her house from the air, and she got very upset and wound up suing them. Now, five people had seen this picture, but apparently she was one of them. And then her lawsuit caused millions of people to see the photo because every media outlet in the world wound up running the picture. So sometimes it's best to just let these things lie because you won't be publicizing their existence.
Sometimes the Streisand effect can be a good thing, like when you've turned Tesco value vacuum cleaners into Spider-Man paws.
I don't know where this is going, but I'd like to know more, Tom.
Hibiki Kono has taken two 14-pound 98 vacuum cleaners, attached them to his hand, turned them into sucker pads, and he can now climb up walls like Spider-Man.
How quickly can he climb up these walls,
though? At least according to The Sun in the UK, which let's consider the source, but there are pictures.
Love the idea, but isn't part of Spider-Man's charm the ability to scale walls rather quickly?
Well, he can clean walls rather quickly.
Exactly. These walls are going to be spotless.
I just see sort of kind of an arduous trip up the brick wall.
He is a student at King's College School in Cambridge. His design technology teacher is understandably very proud.
Of course. It's the best science fair. If he doesn't win first place at the state science fair.
Well, then, if he runs into a shag wall, he's really set. I mean.
But that's not the only thing haunting the UK. Horse Boy has reappeared on Google Street View.
Horse Boy's back, everyone.
In Aberdeen. Horse Boy's second appearance, he is now wearing a green sweater, or jumper, as they call them.
He's
there.
He's also accompanied by a schoolgirl in what looks to be a...
That can only mean ill.
Sort of parking lot or country road. Now, here's the thing about Horse Boy, besides the fact that he's totally awesome. There's been some speculation that there may be a Horse Boy imposter or two.
Well, there's a YouTube user called The Human Horse who has posted a video.
Claims to be Horse Boy.
And in his, he says, Horse Boy is back. Because, like, a year or two ago, there were some videos of him wearing the horse mask just being a person with a horse head, depending on how you look at it, and dancing to Soulja Boy. And now he's running around torturing someone in his backyard, in his garden.
There's also been reports that Horse Boy looks to be a little leaner. And people remember.
Are we dealing with multiple horse boys?
Either that or Horse Boy has figured out the exercise regimen that works for him.
Actually, yeah, that may be it. He's been running from that Street View camera. It keeps him in shape. On to the voice. Oh, I'm sorry. What's we have to check the calendar. One thing to note on the calendar, July 4th is Sunday. Therefore, we in the United States take off Monday, known colloquially as Cinco de Julio.
Really?
To celebrate Independence Day.
because we're already celebrating on Sunday, here in the U.S., 4th of July, our Independence Day, is very important. Sunday's not enough. We would be celebrating anyway on Sunday.
Well, because we already get Sunday off.
We need the actual day off of work. So that happens to fall on Monday, which means...
No tech news today, this Monday.
So if you hate me, great news, because I usually do Mondays.
If you hate me, one fifth of great news, because that's one less day you have to put up with.
You'll be without both Tom and me this coming Sunday. And I'm not happy about it, but sometimes independence happens.
Yeah, we will respectively be commemorating the day in which the colonies illegally separated from the legitimate authority in London. And then coming up on July 15th, Droid X.
Yay! I won't be getting one, but
apparently there will be lines.
Yeah. Well, I mean I've seen a lot of fanfare about Droid X so far. People are excited about it.
Yeah. So you might want to get in line early on July 15th if you want a Droid X. All right, on to the voicemails. 260-TNT show. Our first one comes from Hawaii and espouses a common theory we've been hearing about the iPhone antenna issues.
In Honolulu. You know, with all this Hey, Buzz Crew, this is Ryan in Honolulu. You know, with all this talk of the iPhone 4 antenna issues and now the lawsuits, the question is, how could Apple not know that this would be an issue? Certainly in their labs, the signal might have been perfect, but what about field testing? Well, that's where I think this comes up. Remember the most famous case of field testing was when the iPhone 4 was found in a bar? It was wrapped in a case to make it look like an iPhone 3GS. I'm wondering if Apple's secretive testing protocol made it that you could never test an iPhone 4 naked in the wild, and it always had to have a case. I guess we're going to find out in all of the court cases, but this iPhone owner is happy, and in fact, apart from this call, I rarely use my iPhone 4 as a phone. Aloha and mahalo.
iPhone 3GS case. This is not the first person to email or call us espousing that theory, and it makes sense to me that they would miss this if everybody had to be hiding it and making it look like a 3GS.
I find it hard to believe that in no circumstance was the phone being used without the case. I understand that for the most, especially
like outside
if you're,
the campus, sure.
Sure.
But, all right.
Yeah. I think I mean, the volume of concern would have been a lot greater had people not been having to cloak the new phones in an old cloak, under an old cloak. But I don't really buy the fact that this all just went unnoticed because everybody was hiding.
They could
the
have reduced
phone.
The amount of concern about it, though, if they are like, okay, go out and do the real field tests, and it prevented you from having a bunch of people coming back saying, hey, you know, every time I was holding in my left hand, the signal went down. Whereas it's like, oh, a few people in campus had that happen. But, you know, that happens with phones. Not a big deal.
I have all the folks that were testing these phones, right, out in the field, real life, going to bars, the whole thing. I mean, 4 or 5 people can't be trusted to just have the phone as is.
No, apparently not.
You know, I mean, I'd love to
they
know.
They leave them in bars.
Well, okay, this guy might not be one of the 4 or 5 that you know. Maybe he was on the second tier of trustworthiness. But he's not getting any more phones.
Have you been to the Apple Store lately?
I was there on
FaceTime thing. They actually use Wi-Fi. They don't use the AT&T network, so it works perfectly over Wi-Fi, and it makes it seem like a dream. But I'm sure the second you get it out into the wild and you try and use that thing over a 3G network, it's not going to work as well.
Well, you're
well,
not
it doesn't
you're,
work
yeah,
on 3G at all.
You're actually not allowed to use it on the 3G network. You have to have Wi-Fi going to make it work. So that's not just an Apple Store thing. Okay. That's a
everywhere.
We're dealing with reality thing.
That's a new 3G.
I have yet to succumb
to
the iPhone fever, so I'm still on a BlackBerry. So.
That's good. It'll save you a lot of therapy. Our next voicemail comes from Jeff in Salt Lake City, has another take on antenna problems.
Hey, this is Jeff in Salt Lake City, Utah, and got to say I was getting jealous about all the antenna problems on the iPhone. So I went and held my Nexus One in my left hand, and all of a sudden my bars dropped to zero. And, well, I guess I'm not left out. I don't know what the big deal is. This happens with every phone. Why is everybody making such a big fuss other than because it's Apple? Love the show.
We just had to play that because it was an Android user who was saying, you know what, this happens to me too. Now, it does happen worse on the iPhone 4.
Right.
But, you know, got to give the other side of the story some...
I don't know. I applaud him for calling in and saying, listen, I don't even have one of these stupid phone four phones, and I know what they're talking about.
I friggin' four.
Ah, so sick of it. Aren't we all? I'm so sick of this story.
Let's move on to an email to TNT at twit.tv from Joe in Nashua, New Hampshire, who says, I just wanted to point out that Tom touting disc extras as an advantage of Blu-ray over digital downloads was a bit wrong. Back in September, Apple... more about Apple. Yeah. Introduced iTunes extras for movie purchases. While they are not available on all movies, as iTunes movie downloads become more ubiquitous, they will fall in line with current DVD and Blu-ray releases. Do you think that's true, Sperling? Will the digital downloads have as wide a range of extras coming? Will that be a common thing?
I think actually, because streaming will be around, you won't have extras necessarily. You'll just be able to view them with your subscription, a lot like Netflix. You'll just be able to view the movie and then whenever you want, go back and view the extras. The extras were put on as a way to sell DVDs. So if these extras help sell digital downloads, then you can bet they will be included. And I am sure that as a way of versioning the content, they will have the base movie or the base television show without any extras and then charge more for any type of download with extras, be it bloopers or behind-the-scenes footage.
Should we take our next email? This one's from Orson Felt in our chat room. Hi, Orson Felt. He says, I do chuckle when Hulu's discussed on the show and how it will kill cable companies. Here in the UK, almost every major TV channel has an online player. They hold new shows for 7 days. Reruns usually have the entire season, and they all stream live TV. The BBC kicked it off with the iPlayer, using taxpayer money, as there's no ads on BBC. This forced the other three main broadcasters who do run ads to follow suit as well, as the major satellite provider, BSkyB. Very little is not available online from the official sources, and if anything, it's improved the networks. They have much better metrics, and they're starting to create very good shows for specific audiences, as there is no real need to fight for primetime airing.
Now, obviously, there's a big difference with the way the broadcasting system works there than it works here, because you have a publicly funded broadcaster as your main broadcaster running several channels, and that was one of the reasons they were able to do the iPlayer. But do you think there's something that Hollywood could learn from there, not Hollywood particularly, but the television industry could learn from this, as far as they kind of flip it on the head? Whereas Hulu says, we'll give you the show the next day and then the last five shows and then make you pay for the back issues. This is saying we're going to make you wait 7 days to get the actual show, but then we'll give you the whole back season all the way as far as you can go.
I prefer that.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you kind of have to remember 7 days to go back and watch the episode, but it's much better than having to, really watch it within a 4 week period before it completely disappears. And it's funny, they've really flipped it on the head. Usually you pay for new episodes and the back episodes are free. In this case, you're paying for the old episodes.
We're kind of being frantic here for no reason, aren't we? Can you just wait 7 days? We're good.
You're nearer the people that make these decisions, Sperling. Can you pass this along to them?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Where's my phone? I'll just get
Yeah, could you get right on that? Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah. Hey, Sperling, great having you on the show. Jay Sperling Reich, he is a consultant to the stars, or at least to the entertainment industry. Right. And tell people a little bit more about some of the podcasts that you do.
Showbiz Sandbox is a weekly entertainment news podcast that covers, a lot like Twit, it covers all of the entertainment news for that week. So it'll go over all the big headlines, and we'll have usually a different journalist on, so it's a lot like Meet the Press, but without the politics. So we'll have an entertainment journalist, or 2 weeks ago we had Cotty Chubb, whose film Unthinkable was swiped and put on BitTorrent sites before it was ever released, and he was kind of trolling through IMDb, came upon his own film, and realized that it had gotten tons of great reviews. There was only one problem. It hadn't been released yet. So we had him on trying to unravel what happened and talk about what piracy is doing to people like himself, who, you know, he's a pretty well-known producer in Hollywood. So there's showbizsandbox.com is the URL, and you can, of course, get it on the Zune Marketplace or iTunes. And Celluloid Junkie is a blog for theater owners and movie theater chains and movie distributors. It's kind of industry-focused.
Excellent. Well, thanks again for being on the show. Of course, folks, thank you for watching. You can find us at twit.tv/TNT. Email us TNT@twit.tv or give us a call at 260-TNT-SHOW. We'll see you on Tuesday for the next version of Tech News Today.
Happy 4th.